Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
The first is antisocial behaviour. It's on the increase. And I want to talk about this reputation we have of being one of the friendliest places in the world. You know, the Cade Mhíle Fáilte. Aren't the Irish people lovely? Sure, I love going to Ireland. The people are just wonderful. Recent reports have highlighted a rise in antisocial behaviour across the country. Dublin's R stations, for example, have been victim of persistent vandalism, which has left facilities like lifts inoperative, causing significant inconvenience and safety concerns for commuters. In the retail sector, a recent study revealed that over two-thirds of Irish retail workers have encountered abusive and inappropriate behaviour from the general public, with 20% experiencing such incidents weekly. Female employees are disproportionately affected, with 75% reporting mistreatment compared to 60% of their male counterparts. These incidents raise questions about the state of our society. Is Ireland still the land of 100,000 welcomes? Or has Dublin and Ireland just become another city plagued by urban challenges? I mean, how do these developments impact our appeal to tourists, for example? You know, there was a time where Ireland was different to everywhere else. Well, certainly, let's say Dublin. And maybe I should focus on Dublin, shouldn't I? Because, of course, the majority of tourism comes to Dublin. Now, a lot of it goes to Cork and Kerry and everywhere else too, in Galway. But a lot of it comes to Dublin. And are we still welcoming? Do we still have the staff that roll out the red carpet for the tourists, for the American tourists? You know, are all good and kind, would bend over backwards? I don't think so. And I'll give you just a brief example, right? So I was in a pretty big department store, I won't say which one, saw a pair of shoes, said to the girl, you wouldn't happen to have them as size 8, do you? Because that's the size I take. You wouldn't have to have them as 8, 8.5 fits me. And she went, if it's not in the shelf, we don't have it. And I'm going, yeah, but you couldn't just check out the back there and have a look. If it's not in the shelf, we don't have it. And off she walked, right? Exact same thing happened to me when I was on holidays in America. And the girl couldn't have been nicer. She was 15 minutes searching and searching out the back. And she found the shoes in the size 8.5 that I wanted. And came out and was so polite, handing them to me. There you go, no problem. Bent over backwards. Now, I know the Americans invented service because they want a tip. But then, well, she wasn't going to get a tip. It was a department store. You don't tip people in department stores. And I'm just wondering, have we lost it? You know, you walk into another shop and there's Mary chewing chewing gum behind the counter. Yeah, what can I get you? You know, I just don't think we have it anymore. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've got it all wrong. But I don't think we have. We want to hear from you. Do you believe Ireland retains its renowned friendliness? Or are we witnessing a decline in our kind of social fabric? Have we lost that Cade Mhíle Fáilte? And the other thing I want to mention, and I think it's fair, and I don't think this is racist to mention, by the way, is ringing up Irish companies and the person on the other end of the phone not understanding a word you're saying because they're not from Ireland. Obviously, their call centre is somewhere in, I don't know, India, Bangladesh, I don't know where it is. Or walking into a shop and the person behind the counter has no idea what you're talking about. Because unless you say something that's pretty basic, they don't understand you. I'm not having a go at those people. That's perfectly fine. They don't understand English, but they shouldn't be working in a public service when they don't understand what the customer's actually saying. And that goes for anybody. So have we lost the Cade Mhíle Fáilte? Or is it still there? Let me know what you think. The number, as usual, is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008 to get involved. Or you can go to social media, our Facebook, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and our X account, by the way, or Twitter, as people know it. And that's Classic Hits Radio. So let us know what you think. You know, this whole idea that antisocial behaviour has increased across the country, have you noticed that? Or is that just that we kind of hear about it more because of social media? You know, people, you know, do nasty things to each other, boxing the heads off each other in the middle of the street, whatever it happens to be. Do we just hear about that more? Was it always there? Was it always there back in the 60s, 70s and 80s? We just kind of didn't hear about it because it wasn't obviously in the paper. We only had two newspapers. We didn't have social media with people with video cameras videoing everything. So has it always been there and we're only noticing it now? Or has it genuinely, is it on the incline? Let us know what you think. The number, as usual, 087-188-0008. Let me go to Oisín. Oisín, hi, how are you?
Hey, no, listen, sorry about last night. I don't know what was going on. I could hear you talking to me, but like, I was talking, but I don't know what was going on there.
Where? When? In your dream?
Antisocial behaviour. Yeah, it's definitely gone up, 100%.
Right, okay. I want to get back to last night. You said sorry about last night. I could hear you talking. Were you in bed? Was it? Were you hearing voices?
Huh?
What? Were you hearing voices or?
No, I could hear you talking.
Last night?
Yeah, and I was trying to talk because I got a phone call. And I was going, yep, hello.
Oh, well, it must have been while AJ was on when the call. Oh, okay.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. So
it wasn't me calling you personally, Oisin. I'm just saying, just in case you were heard.
God, it should have been.
Oisin, anyway, getting back, yeah, are things out of control?
I'm not saying they're out of control. I mean, look, I was a kid in the early 70s, and I mean, it was probably always around. You little scrouts and little scruffs and bits and pieces, you know. But I've seen it on the Lewis. I've seen it on trains. Mm. Definitely on buses.
When you say they're definitely on buses, who's there? The little scrouts?
Little scrouts, yeah.
Right, okay. And who are the scrouts? The kind of 13, 14-year-old, mainly male?
Unfortunately, upwards.
Yeah.
And in fairness, the same as the girls now, in fairness, they're not afraid to stand up. I don't mean that in a bad way. They're not afraid to stand up and kind of go, here, come here to me, you. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Somebody said to me, somebody said that to me once. I was in the shop.
This young one
said to me once, she was about 18, I was waiting to take away, she kept looking at me. And she said, what are you bleeding looking at? She said to me, and I said, I don't know, I don't study wildlife. So I think that's always a good answer for that question.
I know it sounds horrible, but I've had that. It's not me personally. I've had that twice, and it's like, you literally say, what are you looking at? What are you looking at, minister? Oh, do you fancy me? What are you looking at? I have no idea what you are. And I just turned around,
but,
you know.
But from a tourist point of view, are we as attractive as we used to be? Are the Irish as kind? And I'm talking about adults too, not just the little scrouts. Are the adults as kind as they used to be and as warm and as welcoming?
I think we are, in fairness. I do. I mean, I still say, you know, please, thank you. You know, politeness goes a long way.
Yeah, you know, even if it's false, by the way, even if it's false, it doesn't matter. It's still nice to do, isn't it?
Well, this is it, yeah. You know. But I don't know where things are going. I'm going on 50 now. I'm not that old.
Yeah.
If in fairness, you know what I mean? But I can see a big change where the younger generation, God, even that sounds old, they just don't, I don't know, maybe they don't embrace it as much.
Mm.
If that makes sense. It's kind of, sorry, I live here, whatever. I'm not saying I don't know. It's not like a blanket kind of, boop, don't know. But no, I've seen an awful lot of changes where people just aren't as nice to each other. And I do mean Irish people.
Yeah. I mean them all. It goes across the board. Just people living here generally. And in relation to the antisocial behaviour, the scuts you were talking about earlier on, the scrotes.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think there's more of that now? Or is it just a case that we see a lot more of it? Because, you know, there's videos on social media, on Facebook and Twitter and TikTok and whatever else it happens to be, and people are seeing it. Whereas before, we didn't get to see all of that. We only saw what was local to us.
In a word, yes.
Mm.
But I've seen quite a lot of it. And unfortunately, I've had to stand up twice on a train. And tell, I'm not bitty big rollocks, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I've had to tell two or three lads to shut the F up and sit the, you know, literally down. Because, by Jesus, they were just causing havoc.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you see a lot of people, they'll kind of, we're all people. I'm not putting a cover on anybody. We're all people. A lot of people just kind of put their heads down.
Are we still the kind of nice Irish people that we used to be? I mean, I went to...
I think we just suck it up.
Yeah. I went to McDonald's recently. And, you know, you go to the kind of hatch or the speaker.
Yeah.
And the girl was so polite. You think you were going to a five-star restaurant the way she was behaving. And
oh, lovely. I'll go back there again.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So when I tell you, it was like... Yeah, can I get a burger with onions only? Great choice, sir. That's a wonderful choice. And I'm going, okay, Alan, can I have, yeah, fries with that, please? And can I have 6 nuggets? Yeah, sure. What sort of sauce would you like to dip it in? And I'm going, I'll have curry sauce. Good choice. Good choice. And she was so, and then when I came to the window, you pay me cash or card? And she checked the order and everything. And I says, cash. And I said, would you just make sure that burger just is on your own? Absolutely. I'll personally check it myself, sir. And she said, sir, each time. And I thought to myself,
McDonald's.
Yeah, what I said, what a wonderful guy. And I went to the next window, but there was a guy there with a shirt and tie on. And I reckon he was the manager. I said, are you the manager? And he went, yeah. I said, do you see that other girl up there? I said, you make sure you keep her. I said, she's amazing. Because they normally don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
No, in fairness, it's like, there, you know, they nearly throw the food at you. It's like, there you go, there's your drinks. Come on, next.
Yeah, but she was lovely. And I don't know whether it was fake or not. I don't actually care whether it was fake. She was just really nice.
No, I don't think it was, in fairness, you know. I mean, there's the jobs I've worked in where I've called, you know, men, sir. I don't have to. I just do it because it's just kind of, you know, yes, sir, next, please.
Isn't that lovely? In America, you hear that all the time. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I think I know that's very because they were raised in the military. But I just think it's lovely.
Well, I was.
I just think it's really nice. I think it's really polite. But I don't know whether Ireland has any. But when you look at, for example, you know, the abuse that the general public in retail even give staff. No, I'm sure the staff give it back sometimes. But I mean that's wrong.
No, it is. I mean, everybody's there to do a job.
Yeah.
You know, you go in, you get paid meager wages or just below average, or you're kind of hanging on. And all you want to do is go into work. You get up in the morning, first of all, get yourself washed, get dressed, go to work. Let's say Pennies. I'm just, you know, imagine. And you go to Pennies or Dunnes or whatever, and you get abused 2 or 3 or 4 times a day. But yeah, you still get up and you get dressed and you get washed in the morning and you go to work. And after a while, you're sort of saying to yourself, I could imagine, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
You know, there's no need for people to be like this. It's understandably, people get upset, they get frustrated, they can't find something. Yes, okay, member staff have to go off and find it for them. If they haven't got it in stock, they won't have it, and you come back out and no. I've seen it. You know, why even got it in stock? Why even got it in stock? You know, and it's like, well, hang on. Yeah, they're not the warehouse manager. It's not their fault. They just don't have it.
Okay.
Well,
hang on a second, because I've got to go to Jonathan. Before I do that, I've got to take a quick break. By the way, the number is, as usual, 087-188-0008. Is Ireland still the land of 1,000 welcomes? Keep those WhatsApps coming in, by the way. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Mary. Mary, hi, how are you?
I'll sit down now, Lauren, down this radio.
That'd be great. What? Yeah, go on.
Turn it up. Hi, Niall, how are you?
I'm good, Mary. Do you think we're still the land of 1,000 welcomes, or have we become sort of anti-social society?
Anti-social behaviour has way gone up. It's right. What he said there a while ago has definitely gone up.
And have you noticed it? Yeah, you've noticed it, have you?
I have, yeah. Of course I have. I wouldn't come home in the dark anymore.
Would you not?
Do you know what I mean? No. I mean, I'm always kind of making sure. And if I'm not, like I said to AJ, I'd ring my son to come up and meet me at the top of the estate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's only gone on for the last 2 or 3 years. I never had a problem before. Not saying it's just, it's young fellas, this, that. You know, I'm just terrified of coming home. Totally changed. Would you go anywhere now in the dark on your own? I don't think anyone will.
And you know, could you have, if you go back 20 years ago, would you have to get your son to meet you at the top of the state? I mean, would you have felt safe 20 years ago coming home?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, you would have, okay.
But I wouldn't, 20 years ago I was wearing my family, so I wouldn't have been out in the, at night.
Mm.
But what I'm saying is, it has, I don't know, like my daughter now was friends with that girl, like, that was murdered on the bank that time. They went to college together. My niece, I mean, sorry.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and now my niece, Sarah, she would not go anywhere now, day or night. And if her mum is going for a walk, my sister, she said, ma'am, don't go on your own. I always go with her. You know, we both walk all the time. And her daughter's in there. Ma'am, don't go on your own because of what happened, that girl in the bank that time.
Yeah. I could understand how that would frighten somebody, of course, absolutely. Particularly if you're, you know, if you have a connection with the person, you know what I mean? Absolutely. I could understand why you'd feel like
that. I mean, it was 1:30 in the day.
Yeah, I know. I remember this. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So, where are you safe? We don't do the banks anymore. We used to do the banks, right, in Limerick. We say, when I say the banks, now the canals, you know, the walkways and whatever.
Yeah.
No, we do the three bridges now.
Yeah.
Because there's people around. And that's sad. It's very sad to say that that's what we have to do now. Do you know what I mean? It has gone up immensely.
So if you wouldn't walk along the banks now, is what you're telling me?
No, not even during the day. We used to. Oh, God, we did. But because people walk their dogs.
But I'm sure. I mean, look, what happened was horrible, obviously, to Ashley Murphy. But I'm sure, generally speaking, most people are safe walking along the banks or taking a walk along the banks of the rivers. Now, I suppose at night it's always a bit different because it's dark and everything else, and it always feels a bit different anyway. But
we never went at night.
Yeah.
We never went at night. It was always during the day. You know, if Magella Jumfla was gone to school, my sister Jumfla, or if, you know, that I was around, we would go there. But there's not as many people going down that walkway now. You know what I mean? And they made a pathway down along that you can walk. But we're just afraid. We're totally afraid.
Wow.
You know?
That's not a good feeling, is it?
That's a big... It's not, no. And I always make sure I'm home. I will not stand at Arthur's Quay in Limerick where all the buses pull up, you know, to go to different areas. I wouldn't stand there on my own in the dark. For no, I wouldn't stand there at all.
And do you think Ireland in general is still a welcoming country? Say to tourists, for example. Do you think when they go into a shop or a hotel or... Are they treated well? Are they still given that same welcome that they might have got in the 70s and 80s? That we kind of had a great reputation, didn't we, for being a friendly country? Do you think we still have that?
But Niall, you and I know that the social life has totally changed. You know, it totally has changed big time.
Mm.
You know, when my daughters were gone out, we always collected them. There was no, I mean, my father never dreamed of collecting us because you're grand. Because we were. Do you know what I mean? Whereas we make sure that my daughters were collected.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're both.
Is that us as parents maybe being a little bit overprotective? Because.
No, it's just.
Or is there more stuff happening? Because I know it looks like it's really bad. Because we see all this stuff all the time, as I said earlier on to Oisin on social media, be it on Facebook or Twitter, whatever it happens to be, or TikTok. Yeah. And we see the videos of people being beaten up on the streets or getting their head boxed in somewhere or somebody being attacked or abused or verbally abused. We wouldn't have seen that in our day. So we didn't know.
No.
It might have been happening. We just didn't hear about it. Would that be the case sometimes?
No, I've never. I mean, I've always travelled on the bus and I still drive because I don't drive. But there's a lot of... antisocial behaviour on buses as well. There's a lot of them even stopped after a certain time.
Yeah.
They won't walk this certain area at a certain time. And that's not fair. And the people that's living up there, the elderly, or living wherever they block them off from. Once it's
so you're saying there's no-go zones for the buses now, is what you're telling me?
There's no-go zones. There's no-go zones for any of the... You know, if that happens coming down one certain road, they're not going up that... avenue again. Do you know what I mean?
That's a bad situation, particularly if you live there, and most innocent people do live there.
I don't live there, but I'm just saying, if it did happen here where I'm living, they'll stop it here as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's not just one area, it's a few areas. I've been often on the bus now to be sent to social behaviour. And now there's cameras on the buses, and I often hear the busman giving out to people upstairs. He doesn't have to go up to them anymore. He just...
See, I think...
On the camera.
See, in our day... And I know I'm going back a bit in time, Mary. We had a conductor on the bus. And so you had the driver and a conductor. And there was less chance of that kind of carry on happening because the conductor would be up and down like a yo-yo. And if he seen anyone messing around, he'd just kick them off. And so that kind of stuff didn't get to happen then. But now with the bus driver just, you know, cooped up in his little glass box in the front of the bus. And he obviously is not going to get involved in misbehaviour upstairs. You know, that's not his job to get involved.
No, he just says to him on the thing that he's calling the guards.
Yeah.
And he's whatever.
And then the bus has to stop and everybody has to get off. Yeah, it's a pain, isn't it?
But there was a time when there was a conductor on the bus with a big bag of money. You see the money. No one ever went near it. Can you imagine that happening now? Do you remember the big brown leather
bag? That's right,
Jade. Yeah,
they probably rob them.
And you see the money and you go, nobody ever. Can you imagine that happening today?
I never thought about that aspect of it, by the way, that the conductor would have all the money from the day's takings in his little brown bag. Yeah.
And you'd see the money and you'd see the little place where you'd have all the notes. Nobody ever went near that. There was never any of that. That wasn't even in our heads. But I'm just saying, can you imagine that to happen now?
Oh, they'd be robbed every day.
There'd be no buses.
The Dublin bus wouldn't, or bus Éireann wouldn't make a penny.
There'd be buses. Yeah. You know, it's just...
Okay, and generally speaking, when you walk in, say when you go into a shop to buy something, are you treated well and respectfully by the staff in general? Do you think, when I say respectfully, you know, I'm not saying they have to bend over backwards for you, but do they go out of their way to try and help you?
Oh yeah, I go to Limerick, and I'm from Limerick, and I have to say, I know every one of the girls by name, they know my name, they know everybody, not just mine, but, you know, the locals.
Yeah, well, that's good, isn't it? Yeah.
That's great, I love going in there because of that. The interaction is very, you know, and service is brilliant.
Okay, well, hang on for a second, Mary. Let me go to Jonathan as well. Jonathan, hi. Yeah, sorry for keeping you waiting, Jonathan. Yeah, Jonathan, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Mr. President. I'm not letting me go,
buddy. Well, Boyle Sports seem to think so. 200 to, actually gone up. I think I'm 150-1 now. Anyway, Jonathan, do you think Ireland is still the land of 1,000 welcomes? Cate Mila Falch, all that.
No.
You know.
Certainly not.
No, why not?
You know.
Your line is breaking up a bit there, Jonathan. Move yourself there.
Hold on. Is this any better?
Yeah, go ahead, go on. Tell me why.
It's just when you go around places. Like, my mother there lives in Dublin. She lives in the Liberty. She's terrified to go near Dublin City. Terrified.
Right.
You know, they are nice. She won't go into it no more. You know, you just get a feeling about things, don't you? And your instinct just tells you. So it's not, something's not right. Something's not the same as it was.
That's part of Dublin, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I wouldn't go near it. Yeah, O'Connell Street's a kip.
I think that's the thing with a lot of people now. It's just, it's instinct now, and it's just something telling them, you know, it's just not the same. Something's different. You know, and like you said, you look what's gone on in Balbriggan and all that a couple of years ago, a lot of them lads on the trains, and just, you know, the faces invading up or not. Yeah. You know, across the board, I think it's really, really bad. And it's just sometimes kind of got worse.
I saw a video the other night, and it was a car ride in the 1970s going through Dublin, and it was somebody with a camera, you know, it was,
yeah,
and they'd colorized it and it looked lovely, but anyway, they were going, you know, around past Dame Street, around past College Green, Westmoreland Street, onto O'Connell Street, and it looked so different, but everybody looked colorfully dressed and everybody looked friendly and everything looked different, and O'Connell Street looked vibrant. And when you walk up O'Connell Street now, it's just full of takeaways and Dr. Quirky's still there.
It's a cesspit.
Yeah,
and then
you got drug users all along the boardwalk there at the bottom of it. I mean,
and not a guard to be seen.
It's really, it's not something we should be very proud of at the moment.
It's not. I don't think it is. Am I getting a terrible reputation? Like, you've seen the TikTok videos going around now of people coming to this country and saying, where's all the early people? What's going on here? You know, sending these videos back to their own countries and all that. It's not right.
Well, I know some people have that view of it, yeah, that, you know, but look, it is what it is. We are a more cosmopolitan city now. And we kind of have to accept that part of it, you know, that we are a cosmopolitan city. But
with all that, you have to put in, you know, infrastructure around all that. If you're going to be bringing in lots of different people, you know, you need to be securing them on the streets when they're walking around the place.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. Obviously, we have to have the infrastructure for it. I mean, Grafton Street still looks lovely, but O'Connell Street and Henry Street and around there, that's all, it's been destroyed. Moore Street.
Look at that Moore Street up there, Farnell Street. No,
it's unrecognisable.
It's not just Dublin. You know, it's not just Dublin. You know, it's everywhere in the country at the minute. With a small little organisation, it doesn't make much of a hope.
And so do you, when you go into a shop in general, when you go into a shopping centre, Dunn's or Tesco's or wherever it is you happen to go, I don't know where you go, are you treated okay? I mean, are the staff friendly? Will they go out of their way for you?
We go into the local shopping centre where I'm here now. They're brilliant. All the staff are brilliant. And there's a lot of foreign nationals there as well. They all go out to help you. But what I really notice as well, is in hospitality, if you go into a restaurant or a hotel now or just order a drink or something, See, the bar staff can't think for us to drink, you know.
Yeah.
So, they just get the hospitality aspect and it's all gone. They don't smile at you. You know, it's just...
They're not really interested. You're just more of an inconvenience to them.
Yeah. Like when I used to drink at this pub in Fingers, I used to go in all the time, and if there was 60 at a table, I'd be sitting around, you know, and the bar staff would know who everyone was, who's around there was, the lounge boy being in there, you know, tipping out your thing, actually making sure everyone at the table was okay. Just the hospitality itself. It's not there anymore in a lot of places, you know. It's gone. They just want it in, turn you around, get the table back and get you out again. It's gone.
And why?
You know, I even thought about,
and why do you think that's happened? And let's not, you know, go back down the road of, you know, kind of that Ireland has changed demographically. But why?
No, it's not that. Like, it's just mentality has changed, isn't it? The whole mentality.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
You know, it's TikTok videos, and it's just no one has the attention span to think or do anything anymore. You know, it's just everything is too quick. It's too fast food. Everything. You know that kind of way.
Yeah.
No one takes the time anymore. Just down and enjoy everything. You know, so, like I said, yeah, it's just across the border. I think you can just feel it.
Yeah, it's a pity your line is kind of coming in and out there, Jonathan. I don't know where you are at the moment.
It's just in Roscommon.
it's called Roscommon, yeah. By the way, did they lose much power in Roscommon, or was everything okay?
Yeah, we only got our power back today. Now, and all power has been gone since the last 5 days. We got the power and the water back today. So.
Okay, well, that's probably why your phone signal's so dodgy.
We were told the 5th. Yeah, it could be. The power keeps coming in and out.
Yeah, the masks probably all haven't got the power back yet. Yeah, but so generally speaking, you would agree that this kind of increase or heightened increase of antisocial behaviour across the country has affected the Cabh Mhíle Fáilte of the country, the attraction of abroad.
Just look at what happened there last week on Dublin bus out that you can have the school door and the voice grips. You know, you just can't even go onto a bus anymore and feel safe. You know, when I was a kid growing up, you know, if you go in and out the thing, that's when my grandparents were, like that lady was saying there, you know, you had the bus conductor with a little bag of money and handing out his tickets. But if a pregnant lady or a disabled lady or someone got onto that bus that deserved that seat more than you did, you moved. You just knew out of respect. My grandfather and grandmother taught me that. You don't get that no more, either. Not according to way. Just little things like that.
Yeah, yeah. That no, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Society very welcoming, you know, with the little things like that. They're all gone. Nobody cares anymore. Like I said, and if you do offer the help, certain elderly people and stuff like that, they're terrified and you can read them. Like, oh, you know, it was an elderly in front of me. And she did a bit of shopping, and I just said to him, give her a hand to get it out of the car. I'll be out right behind you. You know, I was just paying up. And when he went down to it, you could see she was kind of with the fear before she realised what he was going to say to her, and he was just going to help her to the shop, to the car with the shopping. You know, mm-hmm. the kind of way. But it took her a second because they're just not used to that kind of thing anymore.
Yeah,
they used to be ignored and be left on their own, you know. And again, when it comes to society, little things like that I notice where people are just, you know, they're very unsure of everything around them at the minute.
Yeah, there was a time people would even help elderly people across the street or...
Of course.
Or, you know, you just link their arm or whatever. The poor old elderly, they'd be terrified now if you went near them because there's so much happening.
That's what I'm saying, you know, and that is that's the shift in the culture. We don't even notice in this. Little things like that where when they're ignored, left alone, then the next thing is left alone, the next thing is left alone before you know it. It's anarchy and there's no respect for anything.
But stay there for a second and I'll try and get your line fixed. Donald, hi, how are you?
How are you?
Good, Donald. Are we? I mean, Mary and Jonathan have highlighted the fact that maybe we're not as attractive to, you know, tourists as we used to be.
Well, the first thought that comes to mind about 10 years ago, I went into a local shop in my own town, and there was a girl at the counter at the till, and she was so polite. She just didn't say "How are you?" like that. You know, she said, "How are you?" You know?
Yeah.
And she was a Polish girl. And I think, to a certain degree, bad manners, not all the time, but a lot of the time, it evaporates when a country gets a bit more wealthy. They lose their standards a little bit, you know? And a lot of the Polish people, I'm not just picking the Polish people, but people from poorer backgrounds, they have a bit more manners. Sometimes that's what I feel, you know?
Mm, yeah. No, I get you. But I understand. They're a bit more appreciative, I suppose. Yeah.
Yes, appreciative, yeah. And Irish people have lost a little bit. But it's very easy to generalise this and condemn one section and another section. But by and large, Ireland is still a welcoming country.
Is it? You know, but is it? I mean, I don't know whether we still have that reputation of, you know, the land of 1,000 welcomes. I don't know whether we're still as kind to people as we used to be, and as polite as we used to be, and because I'm not really seeing it anymore, Donal. You know, I know Mary says she still sees it in a local shop, but that's because they know her, and that's fine. But when you walk into a shop, will they go out of their way to help you? When you walk into a bar, as Jonathan said, are the barmen polite? Do they cop when your drink is low and come over to you and say, "Would you like me to top that up there, sir," or whatever? Is everything just an inconvenience in service now?
Yeah, do you know what's happening? American culture of commercialism is after creeping into this country in the last 20 years. And most people now are ravaging for more and more money. And with commercialism, it's become more business and ruthless rather than being nice.
I don't know whether America is as bad as you're making it out to be, because, as I said, I've mentioned a few times, I like to go there on my holidays during the summer. And I know people say it's very false. Like, when you go into a shop, say, in Florida, and you buy, say, a packet of crisps, right, and you pay for them at the counter, they always say something to you like, "There you go, sir, there's your change, you have a really good day." Right? Now, people say that's false. I couldn't care less if it's false. It still sounds nice. You won't get that in Ireland. You'll get some young one chewing chewing gum in a shop, you know, and she'll be, "There you go, there's your change." I had a girl there going back only recently, right? I was in a shop, and maybe I was just being a bit of an arsehole. But anyway, I handed her the change. She didn't make eye contact with me, or I handed her the money. She never made any eye contact with me. It was like, whatever, 13 quid for whatever it was I was buying, a roll, a pack of cigarettes. And she didn't even look at me, but I handed her the money. And when I handed her the money, she still didn't look at me. She was talking to somebody else beside her behind the counter. And she put the money down on the counter and didn't even look at me and turned away the change, right? And I have to be honest, I was probably a bit rude at that stage. And I turned around and I said, "Excuse me." And she said, "What?" I said, "I handed you the money." And she went, "And?" I said, "Hand me the change and say thank you. It doesn't hurt." And she looked at me like I had 10 heads and walked away. I mean, I just find sometimes there's rudeness, you know what I mean? I don't know. Now, maybe it's me, because they're underpaid staff, and I get that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. But I'm going to tell you now, I have a very good friend, and he's 84 years of age, okay? And he's a very wise man. And if I give him a story like what you told me now, this is what he'd say to me. I'm going to say to you, some of that responsibility lies with you. You didn't correct her.
Well, I did. I know I did in the end. I said, "Hand me the change and say thank you. It doesn't hurt." That's what I said to her.
But and did she improve?
No. She apologize? No, she didn't apologize. She just looked at me and huffed and walked away.
Yeah, but see, if you take everything on the chin, next thing people will walk over you. But see, we talk about this. Look, I'm looking at this from a different perspective. I'm out in the country, and the TikTok videos in Dublin aren't the Cade Mina Falls that I'd be referring to, and I have seen them, but like, I have seen people down here in this part of the country, and if a tourist got lost, they'd go out of their way to deliver them 5 miles, 10 miles, they'd give them directions, they'd jump in the car and take them to a certain spot, no problem, which I would do myself. I'd have no problem driving somebody 5 miles, no problem, if they were lost, you know, and that's only me. Maybe it's a different culture. We're talking about fights in Dublin and in the inner city. But I do understand what's going on, and I've seen it a few months ago. I was up through O'Connor Street a few months ago, and nobody gave a hoot about where you are. I was inside in the bus here in the office.
And by the way, what did you think of O'Connor Street? I don't know how long it has been since you've been in O'Connor Street, but what did you think of O'Connor Street?
This was last August, middle of August. It was like something what you see in the streets of San Francisco.
It was filthy.
You know what I'm referring
to? Yeah, it's filthy.
Yeah, but it's like everybody's in a rush, rush, rush. I asked people for directions, and I was so careful to approach people because people are wary of you because they don't know, are you going to mug them? You know? And I went into the Buff Aaron office in O'Connell Street, and they didn't seem to care. I wanted for directions to Bus Aris, if you know what I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah, Bus Aris, yeah.
And I went down the street and I approached this girl who I thought was some bit normal. And I said, "Where is Bus Aris?" And she kind of very carefully directed me down the street. And she must have been eyeing me up for a few moments. And she came up to me and she gave me...
I thought you were going to rob her.
I'd say she probably did. And I don't look like a robber. I'm not a robber for the record. But anyway, she came up to me after a moment, and she had me probably sized up there. I wasn't going to mug her. And she gave me more detailed directions. And I said, thank you very much. I said, you're the friendliest person I met in Dublin. So far, I said.
Isn't that sad that she was the friendliest person you met? I mean, you know what I mean? That's not good. So, I mean, if you were a tourist, well, you technically were a tourist.
I was technically a tourist, but I've never gone to Dublin.
But
the pace of life has got faster, and you see it even crossing the junction in the middle of our countries. People are in a rush to go, you know. I stick my point about American culture coming into Ireland. It's taking away from our natural friendliness a bit. And I'm not against Americans, for the record, you know. But it's a different culture of commercialism and success and more and more and more. And that does take away from the natural friendliness that Irish people had one time.
Mm. I think when tourists come here, they expect something. And I don't know what it exactly is, but there's a stereotypical view that we're nice people, we're friendly,
yes.
Cade me la falcha, we'll do anything for you. Sure, aren't we wonderful and, you know, aren't we lovable little people? That's the kind of stereotypical view tourists have of us, and that's really the way we should be, and that's the way we used to be. But I mean, Mary made a good point. You go back in time, the bus conductor on the bus would have had his leather bag full of money, you know. Yes. You wouldn't do that now. He'd be robbed.
Well, I have a very good friend who's a bus conductor in Cork. I'm in daily contact with him. He tells me he comes across a lot of what I call, for lack of a better word, losers, for lack of a better word, that are very messy on the bus. Very messy.
Mm.
And you have to be very disciplined not to cross that line, you know, because you can't retaliate. They'd belt you if they could.
So, in other words, what we're saying is antisocial behaviour is on the increase, particularly when it comes to, say, teenagers, possibly.
Yes.
Yeah.
But a lot of that is parenting, too. And people, look, all young fellas, there was a saying one time, the wildest young boys make the kindest old men, you know?
Mm.
And maybe youth has to go through its years of mayhem and they have to learn a little bit.
Okay, well, do me a favour, Donald. Stay there, because I want to go to Joseph and Mike as well after the break, by the way. The number is 087-188-0008. Donald makes some really good points. So he was in Dublin, technically, as a tourist. And, you know, he felt that, you know, when he was coming up and asking somebody something, you know, they were all on edge. Everybody is a little bit on edge. Everybody's in a hurry. Nobody really wants to stop and help anybody. Is that the way we've gone? Before the break, we were listening to Donald. Let me just go to Joseph. Joseph believed things have changed drastically. Joseph, hi. How are you?
Not too bad, yourself now.
Good. Joseph, look, I know we can't always be, you know, dancing at the crossroads, so to speak, because we have to move on. Time changes, you know, societies evolve, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we're a more metropolitan country now. But have we lost our welcome?
Yes.
Mm, okay, where's it gone?
Well, all I know is that when I was younger, you could cycle around the roads. It was completely safe. You could talk to anybody. You never felt threatened. People helped their neighbors. You could pop into your neighbor and chat to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would listen to you there talking about the experience of the shop. That did not happen, what you were talking about there. Simply did not happen.
It did.
No, it did not happen. What you're talking about there, because the person, if you behave like that in the shop, you'd lose your job.
Well, maybe she should.
You simply.
It did happen, Joseph.
Yeah, but
I can tell you what happened. It happened to me.
No, sorry. I said that would not have happened.
Oh, that would not have happened. Sorry. I thought you were denying my experience.
No. I'm not denying you. It's sad. Reality is it's true.
But by the way, the lack of eye contact is not the first time that's happened to me. It happened to me in Blanchardstown Shopping Centre one day, years ago. I went into a phone shop. I think I was looking for a charger or a lead. Now, this is about 10 years ago. I was looking for a charger or a lead. And there was a guy on the ground behind the counter, rooting through wires or boxes or something. I don't know. And I walked in and I stood there for a while and he didn't even look up. And I just went, sorry, excuse me. I was the only person in the shop. Excuse me. I had to say excuse me 3 times. And again, he didn't look at me and says, yeah, what are you looking for? And I said, I'm looking for a charger for whatever it is. And he says, yeah, I don't have one. And for the whole experience, he never looked at me once. And I just walked out of the shop. So that kind of experience is not unusual at this moment in time.
Yeah, but would you not agree as well that that's because of the constant looking at the phones and that they don't know how to interact with people anymore?
I think that might have a lot to do with it. You know, I wouldn't say you're too far off the mark there. I think, you know, this was a young guy, I suppose, as well. You know, I think young people have lost the ability to be polite. And not all of them, by the way. I don't want to tar them all with the one brush. But I think a lot of young people have lost the ability to be polite to people.
I just don't think... I think they don't know how to be. I actually don't think they know how to be.
Well, they're the future. They're the future of the country. So this is not good, is it?
Well, sorry. I mean, look, Niall, I've said this over and over, and I'll say it again. As a country, we have collapsed spiritually. And there's only one way of going now, and that's... I've said it to you before, Niall. I know you're sick to death of me hearing it and saying it. We will collapse into poverty and until we turn back to God. That simply is. And
what, like moral? You're referring to moral poverty, yeah.
Yes, we are. We're morally bankrupt. And that's the sad reality.
No, I'm not. By the way, I don't want to put everybody into that category, but I'm not completely disagreeing with you. I do believe a lot of people have become morally bankrupt. And by the way, there's no law says you have to have certain morals. I get that. Everybody has different morals. But I do agree with you because you know me, Joseph, even though I may be an atheist and don't believe in God, I still am quite conservative in my views.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I'm not here to bend anybody's arm. You can't force someone to do what they don't want to do. But the reality is... We were in serious trouble. You know, I don't want to be here. That's just the reality.
But there's a lot of other things at play as well. Drugs is a problem, which causes criminality.
But Niall, again, you see, well, I've studied history extensively, right? And, you know, the reality is when the Irish were very poor, they weren't doing drugs. Now, people say, oh, they were down the pub drinking. Yes, there's alcoholics in every society, unfortunately. But the vast majority of Irish people were not alcoholics. Yeah, we got a name of having a lot of alcohol, whatever. But it wasn't, you know, I think it was overplayed a bit. But we're morally bankrupt.
In other words, we were nicer people when we had less, is what you're saying to me.
Yes, we were.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I wouldn't disagree with that. We were nicer people when we had less.
I do think it's a factor. I do think. And I think there's a very fair weight on that statement that we are morally pretty bankrupt. And have been with a while, to be honest with you. Have been. But, you see, it has become fashionable to have a nice car, nice clothes, nice this, nice friends, you know, and principles kind of go out the window. Go out the window.
Yeah.
And very very often in this world, if your principles, you're left there.
Yeah, it's kind of every man for himself now, isn't it? Or woman, as the case may be.
It's gone that way. I don't like saying it, but it's gone that way.
And I think that's getting worse because I've said this before in relation to young people because of social media. Not all of them, again, I don't want to put them all, there's some wonderful young people out there, but a lot of them are narcissistic, selfish, and unless there's something in it for them, they won't do anything for you.
Yeah, but coming back to the TikTok videos, and look, I'd be watching myself, not every night, but a lot of nights, and God help us, you could spend 48 hours on TikTok, non-stop, you know, and that takes away the art of conversation totally. People are unable to talk.
Are you on social media, Joseph? Do you use social media?
No, I don't, no.
Yeah, you're probably right. Probably stay away from it. I think social media has done a lot of damage to society.
The only thing I make comments on maybe is YouTube videos. But I don't. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on any of these X or anything like that.
Yeah.
No. I never got into it. I don't know. I always liked one-to-one conversations.
When you go into a shop, or you're looking for a service or into a hotel or a bar or a restaurant or whatever it is nowadays, Joseph, is there a big difference to when you would have done that, say, 20 years ago? Is there a big difference to the way you're... Do you think there's a difference the way you're being treated? Your observation.
Yes. Now, I want to be clear about this, right? The overall, yes, it's collapsed, but I can still get into conversations with some people and young people as well, and they're fine. There are still good people there as well. I'm not trying to knock everybody. But unfortunately, the bigger chunk of Ireland is morally bankrupt. And that is the sad reality.
And that's not very welcoming to tourists who come to the country, is it?
I don't think so, no. I mean, but the whole world is changing, and it's not changing for the better, because, I mean, now I'm starting to show my age, but I remember the 70s. They were fine. They were... We didn't have a lot. We didn't have a lot. But... And work was harder, it was more physical. But you know what, it was grand.
I don't disagree with you. I think it was a kind of happier society. I was around in the 70s. So, well, stay there for a second, because I've only got a minute and a half and I need to go to Mike. Mike, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you, Kate?
Good, Mike. I don't unfortunately have much time. I've literally just under two minutes.
Okay, talk fast. Niall, you were a DJ back in the 70s and the 80s. And I remember as a young fella going out. There were scraps every weekend. There were fights every weekend. But then when we started going out, You fought with your fist. If you used the boot, you were a tramp, like. But it had just gone the full circle. Like, it was always fun.
Yeah, but the scraps. Yeah, but the scraps got worse in the nightclubs when ecstasy.
Oh, that kind of luck.
Yeah, in the 90s. In the 90s, when the ecstasy came along, that's when it started getting really bad.
Yeah. So, like, there was antisocial back then, too. I remember one time in the 80s, then, when the karate came in, I remember a guard and a sergeant saying, two guards was pleased, Killarney told one time. And the karate started, and I remember saying to the sergeant one night, what happened if a fella came at you with a karate kick? Oh, he said, give me a kick in the nuts, and if we missed it, he said, run, you know. But, and he pleased Killarney Town, two police Killarney Town that time, like,
yeah,
when they were having that. But the whole thing of it all, Niall, and it frightens me, young kids on these bloody tablets and on these freaking phones.
Right.
The phones are babysitting the kids now, and that's where it's on. That's the act of, even the act of chatting up, as you say, conversing with people now. That's gone. They can't converse. They can't.
They don't socially interact anymore. No.
That's it. Jesus Christ. You see TikTok there now, and young girls, the young lads there, and they're there, and they're wearing nothing, and they're just flaunting it and throwing it at you. So the whole society, and as that man said there, we are morally bankrupt, like, in the story, like.
And do you think that has an effect on tourism and how people feel when they come to Ireland as a tourist about how they're welcomed? I suppose if there's young people looking after them and they're not really interested, they're more interested in their phones.
You see, back in our day, Niall, when you started working, when you were on handy money, you appreciated the money you got, and see, much once more. See, and as I always said about money, it's the root of all evil.
You wouldn't lie to there. I'm sorry I've run out of time. Mike, sorry for shortening your conversation there. Donal and Joseph, listen, thank you very much indeed. Don't necessarily disagree with you, Joseph. I do believe there's a level of moral bankruptcy in the country at the moment.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.